This is a Zach Feldman Show replay on ZRadioLive.com.
The Web City Music Station, Z Radio Live. This is the Zach Feldman Show. Joining me over the phone is M. Anthony Phillips. He is the author of Hard Times, The Extraordinary Life and Times of Nathan the King Cobra Washington. M. Anthony Phillips, thanks for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show.
Oh, I appreciate it. I'm glad to be here.
Anytime. Tell me all about the brand new book, Hard Times.
Hard Times, it's really a journey that I started when I was an actor in Hollywood. I wrote it as a screenplay first. And this was in the middle part, the early part of the 2000s. I wrote a screenplay, and I gave it to a friend of mine, and actually, he was on the set of a Will Smith production called All of Us. And that was a show that also had Tony Rock, Chris Rock's younger brother.
How ironic. How ironic.
How ironic, yes.
Yes.
And Tony Rock loved the script, and he came to see me at the hotel I was working at and said, oh, man, this is an awesome script. I want to be in this. Do you know I work on the show All of Us? I said, yeah, Tony Rock, I know you, of course. And he said, I'm going to show it to Will, and eventually we got an interview lined up with his development partner, but my representative was in a car crash and they were not able to make it. And
oh no!
Eventually, everything in Hollywood is about timing, and the deal fell through as a screenplay. And
oh,
it kind of fell on the shelf and circulated around Hollywood. And
well, you know what?
So everything at
least, at least it got somewhere and it got to published. It got a published book out of it.
Yes. I got a published book out of it, and everything revitalized. And so I'm hoping everything's full circle, you know, because I started pitching it to people like Spike Lee, 40 Acres and Mule and stuff like that. And I sent him the trailer of the book. And so it's now I got a literary agent off of it. And they're wanting to rebrand it. And as we speak, they're, rebranded it. And here we are.
Ooh, yeah. Very cool. Well, congratulations on that. And I'm excited to see where that goes. Because right now, you know, people can pick up the story right now on Amazon and read it themselves before seeing if it goes into pictures, right, the start development of it, in a sense. But tell me, where did you come up with this character, Nathan the King Cobra Washington? You know, where did he emerge from?
Well, I've always been a storyteller, and I've always gotten my ideas actually from my dreams. And so I was watching a TV movie, and I'm a great historian, somebody who loves history, and this movie comes on, The Odyssey, and Homer's Iliad, following the character Odysseus and his adventures after the Trojan War, and him trying to get back to his queen wife. And so I came up with my own theories of that would make a great story. And I had this character in mind, this boxer, his trials and tribulations he would go through, and then I would picture him coming back to his loved one and the journeys and the things he would have to overcome. So I started putting that together, and this came out. So this is like the Iliad and Forrest Gump having a baby. Because I got a little bit of Forrest Gump-type things in there because this character gets to see these famous people, and he's being pursued by his past, you know, after he reached the pinnacle of what he went after, which is the heavyweight championship. Mm-hmm. And so he gets the heavyweight championship. I mean, the fighting back in the 40s and 50s were overrun by mob control. So he had to go through so many things, hurdles to jump, and he finally gets his big shot at the title, and he wins it. But Nathan had at one time escaped from Georgia Chain Gang, and so he went on these adventures to escape that past, and he went to World War II, and got to battle with the all-Negro units and everything.
Wow.
So it's a lot of that, yeah. So, and he meets his future wife, Belinda Birdsong, in New York. She's this glorious, great-looking jazz singer, but she has this this one dark secret. She's a heroin addict, you know. And basically he gets her kicked at and everything, and they go on this whirlwind romance and everything. And so, but when he wins the heavyweight championship about a year later after he's defending it, rumors start circulating about him possibly being an escapee from a Georgia Chain Gang.
Oh, wow.
So his past come back. Yeah. So his past come back to haunt him. He, and the law is closing in on him. So he decides to run, leaving his, pregnant wife. And, you know, so the law is pursuing him, and he goes on this adventure. And so years pass, and he never gets home, kind of like what, Odysseus did with, The Odyssey.
It's amazing that, you know, that you wrote this as a screenplay originally and then adapted it into a book. You know, was that a challenge in itself to kind of get it to that format? Because I know, you know, scripts are completely a different whole beast.
I've written screenplays. I had a couple adapted, and things with screenplays it's a hit or miss, but a lot of scripts sit on the shelf, and there's a lot of great stories out there. So, with that in mind, I decided to start writing novels, and I've got about 9 out there. And hopefully this journey would come to fruition as a movie someday.
That's amazing. And, you know, this isn't the first book you've written. You've written a bunch of other books, actually. You know, one like Play for Daylight, Isabella the Jade Warrior, Playback, the Bush Widow, Bushido, excuse me. You know, were these all also screenplays?
No. Mostly the ones you just mentioned, they were all novels. They were all ideas from books.
When did you get yourself, you know, psyched into writing? When did that happen? Because I feel like as an actor, you know, I feel like actors don't really want to write; they just want to act. How did you get your interest?
I've always been a writer since high school and college and everything in English, and then I got my ideas for storytelling from. As a child, you know, watching old Hollywood movies, black and white movies, and my father used to keep me up at late at night secretly watching old Sidney Poitier movies, and I just knew I wanted to be him someday. And me and my brother used to go to bed and listen to the old Mystery Theater. If you remember that old radio show.
Oh yeah, I know that.
The Mystery Theater. I just love those stories, and so it just just stuck with it. And so.
And you just got your interest in that from it.
Go ahead.
I said, and you just got your interest, you know, from that to trying to tell stories, right?
Yes. I knew I was going to always do that, no matter if I were to continue on with acting. I'm still a SAG member, but I had so many things I was dealing with strikes. We had so many union strikes back then. And in the early 2000s. So it derailed me a lot of times with I would take one step forward, two steps back with a lot of projects I was in. And so I always knew I was going to go home to write full time.
Well, that's amazing. And now you've written so much, and including this one too, Hard Times, The Extraordinary Life and Times of Nathan, the King Cobra Washington. You know, for those who want to get interested in the book, you know, what's the one thing that's gonna reel them in? Like, what's something that they should know beforehand going into it?
That it's a thrill ride. That it's something that they're not going to be able to pull down and sit down. You know, it's a thrill ride. They're going to get interested in what Nathan's going through, and the people that he meets, and the characters, you know, like the chain gang. He meets a lot of interesting, I'm going to put quotations with that, interesting characters in the chain gang, and the warden, who's a sadistic and everything, and that's the chain gang is where Nathan you know, made his bones, as we say. And, you know, with bare knuckle fighting and everything. So it was kill or be killed. So those things would draw in the audience and the readers and see what things that were so compelling that Nathan went through.
Wow. Well, that's amazing. Well, I'm excited for people to pick up the book. Again, it's called Hard Times, The Extraordinary Life and Times of Nathan, the King Cobra Washington by M. Anthony Phillips. M. Anthony Phillips, where can people pick up the book and where can they read it?
The book is available everywhere online around the world. Of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you name it. So it's available in e-book, you know, paperback, you know, so...
And for those who want to stay in touch with you, where can they reach out to you? Where can they find out, you know, more about what you're up to?
They can either follow me on my Amazon page, Arthur page, or they if they wanted to reach out and get a hold of me through my email. It's Bushido, B as in boy, U-S-H-I-D as in David, O954@hotmail.com. Or my website is manthonyphillips.net. If they want to follow me, they can leave their forwarding email address. Or if you want to drop a dime, 314-378-7095.
Just give your phone number out there. Are you sure you want to do that?
Yeah. Hey, I'm not afraid, man. I'm in church, man. I'm not afraid.
All right, well, I'll leave that in then. M. Anthony Phillips, Hard Times, The Extraordinary Life and Times of Nathan the King Cobra Washington. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. Seriously, best of luck with
the
career.
Thank you.
And best of luck with the brand new book. And best of luck with trying to get that thing out there in theaters. I hope to see it one day.
Hey, man, it would make a great movie. My literary agent is trying to either... once they make it into a screenplay to go at producers and possibly things like Netflix too. So
let's hope there's a lot of outlets out there nowadays, you know, so there's know.
I got my fingers crossed.
You never know. M. Anthony Phillips, thanks again for joining me here on the Zach Feldman Show. You're listening to the Zach Feldman Show here on Z Radio Live. Back with more show after this.
Want to hear more? Listen to the Zach Feldman Show every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on ZRadioLive.com.